Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Northwood Football Weekly, live from Reap Arena on ESPN 100.9 FM. Tonight's show is, as always, presented by Frick's Bar and Grill. That will be our future home of Northwood Football Weekly. And, of course, the Polecat Golf Course. Joined now by head coach Leonard Haynes. Coach Haynes, how are you doing tonight?
Doing really good tonight. How are you doing there?
I'm good. Well, we do have to talk about last week's game. That's usually what we started with the show with. So last week played Davenport, and sometimes you play a game where the first 5 minutes can kind of dictate the entire thing, and I really felt like the first 5 minutes kind of set this tone for that whole game.
Yes, it really did. Our guys understand. They came out flat. We had no juice coming out versus Davenport. Now, I give all the credit to Davenport. I think they were really prepared. And they just came out and attacked us. And you know, you got to come out. You know, you only get so many of these games, man. So you got to come out ready to play. And our guys have done that the last few weeks and this past week. And I think we all are disappointed in how we performed that weekend. And so, and it starts with me and getting these guys ready and make sure they're prepared all the way through.
Yeah, and it's like you mentioned, it's one of those games where – you need to get up to a good start because Davenport's played very well. Mm-hmm. They're a very good team, and to get up to a good start is important. And unfortunately, we got off to a terrible start, and it's tough to overcome that sort of start.
Yeah, when the team jumps up on you real quick, now you got to try to battle back, you know. And we tried that, but it was a little too late. Second half, we came out much better energy. But at that point, it was somewhat too late. But our guys fought all the way through to the end, and – so if that's the biggest takeaway, yeah, I'll take that away. But they understand. They were not happy about that performance that we gave out on the road to Davenport.
51-17 was the final score, Davenport over Northwood. In a game like that, I know you not a lot of individual performances, but is there anybody in particular that you would like to talk about from that game that stood out to you?
Well, I think some guys did play well, but we need to play well collectively. You know, you talk about John Hall. I thought he was locked in the whole game. I thought he had a pretty good game. But everyone has to be locked in.
Yeah.
Everyone has to be locked in. We have to have, as they would say, it may sound corny, but one heartbeat. You know, and we all have to move together in sync. And so, and again, our guys understand that, Travis. They know they have to get better. Going up against all these teams. It's D2 football. It's great football. The GLIAC, the GMAC, it's great football. And so we have to be better from quarter one to through fourth quarter and overtime if that's necessary.
And it's the first time this year you guys went on the road and the first time you really didn't have your best stuff. But it doesn't that's not an indication how the season goes. It's just a – It's a pit stop. You stop to get gas.
It's a bump in the road. Definitely.
Just because you had to stop to get gas doesn't mean the car's breaking down.
Right. It's a bump in the road, and again, we have to forget about it. Like you have to move on from a win. You got to move on from a loss, and you got to keep building and learn from it, build off of it, and be better from it.
We're talking with Leonard Haynes here on Northwood Football Weekly, live from I almost said Dow Diamond. I almost said molasses one time. Dow Diamond.
Man, you get a lot of shout-outs.
Bennigan's, Damon's. Let's just go through the whole list. But we are in Reap Arena here. We'll be at Frick's soon here for Northwood Football Weekly. Saturday, you've got Ashland coming up, and Ashland's another good football team on the road again, under the lights. What have you seen from Ashland so far?
Ashland is – you know, we've played Ashland for years.
Yes, it's been a little bit of time, but overall we've played them a ton of times.
But you know what? They haven't changed. Yeah. They're a sound football team. They run what they run offensively. They run what they run defensively, and they have not changed. They're a very solid football team, very disciplined, well-coached football team. And so I think Lee does a great job down there getting his guys ready year in, year out. And so they got a system. They run their system. And we have to be a disciplined football team. We have to come out there and come out and fly around, be mistake-free, and take advantage of all of our opportunities.
And you mentioned last week, Davenport, bunch of D1 big guys that really kind of set the tone for that team. But Ashland's not there. they have very limited transfers. Generally, they're more of a build from within and build the team. So it's a different looking, different style football team.
I think they do a good job of recruiting the area, you know, within the Ohio area. You know, you don't see a lot of guys from out of state on their roster. You know, I think I maybe counted two guys from Florida possibly on their roster, you know, a couple other guys from out of state. But pretty much they build it from within, you know, their own state lines. And that's kind of worked for them over the years.
Talk about your team. I think one thing that had been a real strength that unfortunately kind of hurt you guys was turnovers. You'd been very, very good the first three games of the year, and turnovers really hurt you guys on set. Three turnovers is not great, but you didn't force any on defense, too. And you've been very good at taking care of it and forcing them on defense.
Yeah, I think when we – I mean, anybody has a chance. We have a great chance when we can get that ball back and our defense create turnovers, which they're very well capable of, as we've seen. And so it gives us a chance, and we have not – you're right, we have not really turned the ball over at all this year, you know, with the exception of this last football game. So, yeah, we definitely had to clean some of that stuff up and make sure – we just play within ourselves and not try to, you know, play hero ball or, you know, score every play, you know, or in every, you know, possession. So in defense, hey, we just got to, again, attack and keep playing an attack style defense and discipline defense.
And we talk about this all the time, but like really it's so hard. I think especially in a game like that, you get off to a bad start and you want to, okay, I got to make a play to make up for that. And that's when things can really snowball, because then you're not doing your actual job. You're trying to do the job of everybody else. And that's when undisciplined plays happen and big plays happen.
Well, no, you're right. One thing we always talk about is do your job, you know, and Dylan will tell you that coming on here. But, you know, every week, do your job, and stay focused on what you have to do, you know, because within a football game, there are many battles. There are many battles.
Oh, yeah.
So one-on-one battles, all O-line, D-line. Receiver DBs, but at the end of the day, you want to win the war. You know, you want to win the war. Yeah. So, again, everybody doing their job respectfully, you know, we can come out with a better result.
And, like, but offensively, Ashland against your defense, what you know, they're huge. Like, it's been 2019 was the last time we played them, but like you mentioned, Lee Owens is in his 944th year at Ashland, approximately. So I know they love
a long time.
They love to run the ball with power between the tackles and stuff like that. I mean, I'm assuming your guys are getting ready to see that same.
Oh yeah, we got to be physical. We got to play physical, and because Ashland is more of a smash mouth type football team with some play action stuff, they will run the quarterback a little. But in the quarterback, I tell you what, he's pretty good. I think he was there 2019 as well. But he's pretty good. He can thread the needle as well and, you know, throwing the ball just as well. But they definitely want to establish the run. They want to try to snatch your will away and just try to grind it and make it a slow death. So we want to make sure we come ready to play, and we want to come bring our best.
Do they – okay, it's been a little bit. Again, admittedly, I've not watched them since 19. Is their quarterback their punter also? Because
yes.
They went through they've got everything. I mean, there was a big phase where that's all they were every year.
Yeah, they do that every year.
Yeah,
that's just part of their scheme.
Yeah.
You know, if it's fourth down alone, the quarterback's just going to back up a little bit and he's going to punt it off.
Yeah,
that's something I'm sure they practice. That's just part of who they are. They don't really have an elaborate punt scheme.
Yeah,
that's just what they do.
And there's got to be some sort of like defense that they see that. I'm wondering if there's ever a scenario where, like, anywhere on the field, I'm going to throw it because I see something.
Oh, yeah. You always got to have something built in.
Yeah,
some fakes,
you would think.
Right? So we have to practice, you know, and be disciplined and be ready for anything. And so, again, it just comes down to being disciplined and focused.
I wonder if the quarterback ever gets, like, really scolded if he tries it and doesn't work on the sideline. Have they run any fakes out of that formation this year where they've actually thrown
this year? I don't think I've seen any.
Okay.
You know, that's a good question for Coach Rickenstreet, but I don't
you have
to kind of dig back into the archives. But
as
long as we do our job, Travis, I feel really good about our chances. You know, we're going to come and play aggressive style of football. You know, we're going to be who we are and do what we've been doing.
We'll do the weekly. I'm going to call this a new segment called "How Did King Do Last Week?" How did King?
Oh, you know what? Did not follow King last week. I just assumed they won.
Won
with Belleville, right?
Oh boy, a little rivalry developing in the conference room up here. So yeah. Saturday night, 7 o'clock under the lights. I kind of segued into under the lights, and you guys don't get to play many night games. So
no,
you're probably really looking forward to playing them.
Yeah, night games are exciting. Players love it. You know, it's a great atmosphere to go out there, man, under the lights and get a chance to, you know, showcase a program. You know, obviously at another location, different school, but I think it'd be good for our guys. A little different for us this year, playing first time under the lights this year. So. I'm really excited. I hope they're excited. Actually, I know they're excited. So we're just ready to go play football.
I know this is the old man in me, but the old man in me would be like, oh, that bus ride home. I'd be super excited about the game. You got to stay excited about the game,
though. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Right now, we're just thinking about taking care of business on the field, and bus ride comes after.
Exactly.
We're focused on that
I'm
right
setting
now.
You up. I was setting you up for that. You know, that was me being
one
the
thing
volleyball.
At a time.
One, me, I'm the volleyball setter. I set you up for that, so, and you just spiked it. So, well, Coach Haynes, thanks for coming on. Good luck. Oh, any shout-outs?
We always shout-outs. Got shout-outs. Wow.
You still got your mom.
My kids. I think my kids are listening.
Okay.
One in New York, one in Atlanta,
Wow.
and one in Florida who's safe from the hurricane, thank
good.
God.
Thank goodness.
So she's safe, and but I believe that they are listening.
Well, good. That is, you do have a remarkable set of kids. That
well, thank
is
you.
One thing for sure. So
appreciate that.
And if Jonathan ever wants any more posters or schedule cards, we'll go back to his childhood, and I'll still give him some of those if he wants. So.
No doubt.
I know you had a lot of crap around your house.
Yes, a lot. From your office.
I was cleaning mine, and it ended up being stuff you had to clean out of yours. So.
Yeah, I know that's right.
Well, Coach Haynes, thanks for joining us, and good luck this week.
All right. Thank you.
We'll take a break. We'll come back and talk to linebacker Dylan Zagula. You're listening to Northwood Football Weekly live on ESPN 100.9 FM.
For extraordinary care in the Great Lakes Bay region, you know just where to go.
Welcome back to Northwood Football Weekly, presented by Frick's Bar and Grill, as well as the Polecat Golf Course. The Polecat Golf Course, since 1992, has become a must-play for all golfers in Michigan. Located in Mount Pleasant, the Par 72 is a championship-style layout designed by former PGA Pro and Mount Pleasant native Dan Pohl. The course features a state-of-the-art i3 carts with GPS. It is the ideal location for golf outings as well as social events and weddings. For more information, visit polecat.net. The Northwood University softball golf outing will be there on Sunday as well. Our next guest, part of that deep linebacking core at Northwood, Belleville High School, as was previously mentioned by Coach Haynes on the air from Romulus, Dylan Zagula. Dylan, how are you?
I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm great. This is your second appearance on the show?
Yeah, this is my second.
Came in. Last year we had food, though, unfortunately. Yeah. There's no food in the in Reitma Arena at this point. I've been talking a lot this year about the two position groups I feel like have the best depth on the team might be wide receiver and linebacker. I feel like that linebacking room is really talented. What are your thoughts on that group of guys you play with?
Yeah, I think the linebacker group is the most deep group on the team, personally. I think, like, our ones, twos, and some of our threes could all start, like, in any game. So we're really deep and really competitive in practice, too.
Yeah, the guy I keep going back to, and I mention his name a lot on the air, is Noah Brown. Because Noah Brown is a very good football player, started as a freshman.
Yeah,
and
Noah started over me when I was younger.
Yeah, and now you guys all kind of like share and rotate and stuff. But, and the good part, I feel like, just from the outside, it's like it's a group that you guys buy in. It's okay that maybe you're getting more reps than Noah, but when Noah goes in there, he's going to make a lot of plays. And you guys all have made plays this year.
Yeah, that's really the thing. Like, we know when they come in, they're going to do just as good as we did, like, or even better. Like, we all have the same skill set, and we all really work hard and together. So,
talk about your personal game, your growth as a player from your freshman year to now, because you got on the field as a true freshman.
Yeah, I did play. I started 5 games as a true freshman.
Yeah. And that does, and for those of you that don't follow Northwood football that closely, that doesn't happen very often. I'd say maybe 4 redshirt, true four, maybe 4 or 5 at the most, true freshmen actually play each year. Everybody else redshirts. So where do you see yourself right now as compared to that young buck that came in as a freshman and played?
I definitely see myself as like a totally complete player now. Like, I feel like as a freshman, you know, I was just kind of excited to be out there. And, like, you know, like, I was a freshman playing in college. But, like, now I feel like I've been in the defense for 4 years. I know the calls, like, the back of my hand. And that's one of the things, we have a new linebacker coach this year, Coach Rickumstrick. That's one of the things he, like, really preaches to us is, like, now that we understand the defense, we can look more at film and more at tendencies, and it'll make us just that much better because we don't even have to think about the play.
And I got to assume, like, the game has slowed down a lot. Yes. Those first couple games, I'm guessing the game was going about 9,000 miles per hour in your mind.
For sure.
And one thing, Coach Rickenstrick's son, Obi's on the team, and Obi's got a very interesting backstory playing baseball before I come here. But he's been, for having not played for 6 years, he's done a really solid job for you guys, too.
Yeah, I know me and him both play star, and he's been balling, like going crazy. Hasn't played football in like 5-6 years.
Yeah, it's crazy. When you look at your defense overall, like obviously last week was not what you guys wanted, but what are the keys to you guys playing your best football going forward?
Oh, no, I think this week we're definitely locked in. Like we had a players-only meeting on Monday, like something, you know, we've never done before. And we were like, bro, this is not the same Northwood football. Like this year is different. And I feel like defensive-wise, like the game plan we have this week, like we're going to be ready for sure.
And I've mentioned this on the air over and over, and like we said, last week's a speed bump. That doesn't mean – just because you're low on gas and you get gas doesn't mean the car's breaking down. You got to stop. So but it has felt different. The whole preseason's felt different, and I feel like part of it, like we've mentioned over a lot on the show, this group of seniors, group of upperclassmen like yourself, the leadership is the best it's been here in a long, long time.
Yeah, no, it has, definitely. And that's, like, something that we've really been on, like, our whole season this year is about, like, winning the GMAC, coming into this conference and, like, actually making a difference. And right now we in a good spot. We haven't had a conference loss. So, like, that's still our goal. We could still win the GMAC. Like, that was just – Davenport might have been a bump in the road. But, like, we could really get things done this year.
When you're looking at Ashland on tape, what do you – we talked a little bit about them. Obviously, you were here with Coach Haynes. But from a linebacker perspective, what are your keys to playing well this weekend?
They run the ball, like – they're number one in the GMAC in rushing, so we really got to – that really falls on the linebackers, like running the ball, like the linebackers stop the run. So, I mean, we really practiced good this week, and we've, like, seen a lot of tendencies that they have, and we're trying to take advantage of them. So,
we're going back to your childhood now when you were a little kid. Were you always best at football, or were there other sports that you were good at as well?
No, I used to play baseball.
Okay.
And I was really good at baseball too, but, like, football was just the way I kind of decided I wanted to go. So,
did you play baseball all through high school as well?
Mm-hmm, I did.
Did you have any looks at college for baseball, or did you?
It was kind of the time where I had to decide.
Okay, like, so once you decided football, then they stopped looking at you.
I got you.
What position did you play in baseball?
Center field.
Okay, oh, I can see that for sure. Yeah. So you and Obi. So you got to be a former baseball player
and
to play
Obi,
the star
Obi
position.
Obi played outfield too.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's really funny. So this is the standard question I always ask at the end of an interview with a player. What's your major? What do you hope to do when you get done with football, whenever that may be?
Yeah, so my major is supply chain management. And what I hope to do after football is if I don't end up deciding to come back again this year, or like I want to be a GA, so a graduate assistant coach. Like I really want to go into coaching and do something with that.
Yeah, and that's something, I mean – a lot of people may or may not realize that COVID year has made things very interesting for a lot of players like you, because this is your fourth year in school.
I'll graduate in May, but I can still play football
another semester. Yeah. And it's a little different for somebody like you. I talk about this with other people. You'd only got to go one more semester. Like you'd only have to go the fall, like the basketballs and the baseballs, they'd have to go a full another year of school. So it is it's a choice. A lot of people in your grade got to make. So, And what's your timeline on that? I'm not going to ask you what you're going to do, obviously, because you haven't made up your mind, but what's your timeline as to making that decision?
I mean, it's really just – it's going to come down to, probably after this semester, because if, I want to come back and play football, I have to practice in the spring, you know, go through spring ball and everything.
Yeah.
So I would have to make that decision by then.
Yeah. And I'm guessing it probably might depend on how your body feels after this season,
no,
too.
That's definitely a big part of it. That's one thing, too. I can definitely feel a difference in my body from when I came in as a freshman and then now as a senior. Like, I'm in the training room every day. Yeah. My freshman year, I was never in there.
You don't even know Kate's not his name. Now Kate's your best friend.
Yeah, me and Kate go close, for
no,
sure.
No, not John, because we can't. Nobody wants to get close to John Rogers. Let's just be honest. Well, Dylan, thanks for joining us. Great job on the show, and good luck this weekend against Davenport.
Thank you.
We'll take a break. We'll come back with men's soccer coach. Big games this weekend for men's soccer against Walsh at home. Stevie Shard will join us. Coming up after this, you're listening to Northwood Football Weekly on ESPN 100.9 FM. You'll do-
Hi, folks. Craig Lang here.
Welcome back. Northwood Football Weekly, live from Reap Marina on ESPN 100.9 FM. Our next guest, head coach of the men's soccer program here at Northwood University, Stevie Shard. Stevie, how are you doing tonight?
Good. Not too bad. How are you?
I'm great. You guys come in 4-2-4 this weekend, and it's been a much improved start to the season this year. Really, the big thing, I think, is your defense. Last year, you've cut your goals against in more than half down from last year. What do you think has been the big difference in your defending this year?
You know, I think we brought in 3 or 4 older players this year to try and bring some more maturity to the group, which I think has helped dramatically.
And he's always been a good keeper for you, but I think Robert Gelies, however you say his last name, has been outstanding for you guys. He's had some really great games, and even though your defending's been a lot better, he's been even better, which he was pretty good before too.
Yeah, he's improving a lot. He does a lot of work over the summer with a goalkeeper coach, and then when he comes in, he's always wanting to learn. He's always wanting to get better. He's always wanting, you know, watching film all the time, breaking down his game. So, yeah, he's only going to get better.
So you guys are 4-2-4, like we mentioned. You won 4 games all last year. And the thing is, every game has been a dogfight. You have not had every game. You've got 4 draws, and the other 6 games were all 1-goal games. So we talk about the GMAC, but, I mean, it's improvement from you guys, but it's also how pretty evenly overall the whole region, in fact, is this year.
Yeah, I mean, we've improved dramatically. You know, we brought in a ton of players, you know, 30, 40 players for the whole program. But as well, when you play against the GMAC, like GMAC teams, they're just as good as you. They're just as capable of doing anything you do. So, you know, the biggest thing we've been trying to figure out is the balance of when we're attacking to when we're defending, and not pushing when we don't need to, and trying to soak up pressure when we can. And we've done pretty good at it. I think we were unlucky in a few games where we probably should have got wins, or the losses were very unlucky. But overall, I've been super happy with the way they played this year.
We're talking with Stevie Shard here on Northwood Football Weekly, live from Reap Marina on ESPN 100.9 FM. And we talk about the balance, but right now, after this weekend, you could be tied for 1st or 7th. This far into the year already, I mean, you guys are 6 games in the year, and that top half of the league is incredibly even, incredibly competitive. And is that what you expected from the GMAC this year when you're coming in?
Yeah, you know, you look at it last year, you know, and you look at Lake Erie, who did really well last year, who have only won 1 game right now. So it is very interesting where we could be joint top or we could be 7th. And then we go into next week where we play Finley and Tiffin, and we beat both of them, and we could be back up in joint 1st or could be in 9th. So I expected it, but I didn't realise it was kind of... Usually you get teams who you're going to beat certain teams, but like even, you know, Kentucky Wesleyan, they're like 3-4 right now, which is, you know, they weren't that last year. So everybody is so even, everybody's beating everybody. Yeah, it's just 1 game at a time, stay focused and make sure we can get wins when we need them. So
looking at your team, like from last year to this year, tactically, have you made any changes in how you play, or is it more that you're just running your system better than last year?
So I think we've done a few little tactical changes, bringing players in that in certain positions we needed certain specific qualities. So we've added them, and then we've also changed our system as well to suit the players. The system we were just playing earlier in the season is a good system, but it was just we were clicking too late, so we've gone to a different system now, which just fits each individual exactly what we want, and the depth in the squad as well. You know, if you look at the last 3 or 4 games, we've been going 8-9 off the bench, which last year we maybe went 2 or 3, so it's helped us a lot just having a bigger squad, deeper squad, and the guys we've got this year, the freshmen we've got coming in, the transfers we've got coming, understand what we want, which makes it huge.
Looking at your team, you know, we mentioned the newcomers in the back that have helped you defensively, but you've also got a lot of really strong leaders and upperclassmen that have been around the program for a while, and those guys have really kind of taken ownership of the program, let you guys take that leap this year too.
Yeah, I mean, we decided this year when we do things a little bit different. We have so many captains, and then we have a senior committee. And, you know, at the beginning of the year, we just decided to chat to them and say, hey, you need to, with all the new players, you need to create the culture that you want the program to start with, and it comes from them. And the seniors and the upperclassmen have been unreal this year. They're not allowing anything slip. They realize that, you know, we are a good soccer team. we just have to try and work hard. And they've decided to take initiative. They do extra stuff on their own. They're making everybody do extra stuff. So, yeah, they've really been key to the way we've been playing this year.
And I've heard the same sort of thing from Chelsea, too, in that we have good players, but the way we're going to win is we need to outwork our opponents. And I think you and her the two programs are running stride by stride with that.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is, you know, when we played in the Gleick last year, every game was a dogfight. There was never we could lose a game 4-1, but we were scrapping all the time. And I think the difference from the Gleick to the GMAC is the GMAC teams like to play. So when it gets gritty and when you've got a knuckle down, we're just used to knuckling down every single game. So that's why we've been a little bit more successful this year, is because we're knuckling down where other teams are not used to doing that. So, like, you know, not in every game. Where last year we were fighting for our lives every year because we had a bad year last year. So the mentality of us just fighting from the first whistle is helping us, because all these other teams are not expecting a dogfight.
This weekend, we mentioned it's a big game for you guys this weekend at home against Walsh. They're atop the table. They were undefeated, basically running the league, and then all of a sudden ODU kind of railed them and beat them 5-0, I think the final was in that game. And so obviously Walsh's best is very good, but they're also eminently beatable as well.
Yeah, I mean, we've watched them now a few times. And they're definitely beatable, especially after watching them against ODU last week and the fact that we really shouldn't have got beat to ODU. You know, they'll play tonight. They'll have a big comeback. They'll probably beat somebody by 3 or 4 goals because of the backlash. But, yeah, I mean, the difference is everybody's beatable in the league, which is a crazy thing to say that. As it stands right now with 6-7 games in, like, there's 9 people that could win the league, which I don't think you can say that in any conference in the country that's possible. I mean, if you look at the Gleick, it's pretty much Saginaw is, if they have to lose it. So, yeah, it should be a good game Saturday. We're looking forward to it. We're prepared enough. We're expecting an onslaught from them, so hopefully we can deal with it.
Saturday's game's at 2:30 at Deanfield. Come on out. Should be a great game. Stevie, congrats on the great start, and good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
We'll take a break, come back, and wrap up the show. You're listening to Northwood Football Weekly, live from Reitman Arena on ESPN 100.9 FM. Welcome back to the final segment of Northwood Football Weekly, live from Reitman Arena on ESPN 100.9 FM. Saturday's football game against Ashland starts at 7 p.m. All the links to follow along and watch are on GoNorthwood.com on the schedule page. You'll find game notes, live stats, video, all the stuff is up there, so make sure to check that out, GoNorthwood.com. Also coming up this weekend, we've got a soccer doubleheader on Saturday here at Northwood, starting at first with our women's team near the top of the table, much like the men. Right now, the women are unbeaten in conference play, coming off a big 4-1 win over Ursuline yesterday. The Timberwolves now stand at 5-1-3 overall, 4-0-2 in the GMAC, the only team in the GMAC without a loss so far. So they will play against Walsh starting at noon, followed by the men's game at 2:30 here on the campus of Northwood University. Also this weekend, the Northwood tennis team, men's team, will host an invitational starting Friday morning at 10 a.m. They'll also play on Saturday as well. And also to round out our home weekend, volleyball team will also play against Ashland. So football playing Ashland and volleyball playing Ashland. Ashland's volleyball team unbeaten in the GMAC. Northwood with a 5-2 conference record thus far. Northwood versus Ashland is 1 o'clock inside Reitman Arena. Love to have a big crowd for that one as well. Like to thank all of our guests tonight, Leonard Haynes, Dylan Zagula, and Stevie Shard. Like to thank Josh Baker back in the studio, and all of you for listening. This is Travis McCurdy signing off. Have a great night, everybody.